Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has great things in store for us. The Lord has many great wonders and great things in store for us. There are things you're going to learn and understand as you look to Jesus. My relationship with the Lord is this. This is one thing that I've seen. Whatever you're seeking Him about, you're going to get that. You're going to get an answer, but you're going to learn a lot more as you look to Him. He's going to help you understand much more as you seek Him. Now, whatever you're after, whatever your intent is to learn, whatever you're trying to learn, sometimes in order for you to learn what you're trying to learn from Him, He will show you things you need in order to receive it. Now, the knowledge of God must be received. If you receive it, it'll work in your life. As you learn from Him, you come to a greater and greater and greater understanding. An example is when I asked the Lord, how do I live every day wherever I go? I want it to be like when I'm in your presence. Because in your presence, I feel like I can do all things. I don't feel weak. I feel strong. Because His strength has a persuasion with it. And I've learned things. In His presence, I see things in a greater way. And I want more and more. Now, some of the things that I learned, that, you know, in my quest to live every day in His, like, I wanted it to be like when I'm in His presence. I wanted wherever I go, whether I'm working, back then when I was in school or whatever I was doing, I wanted to feel just like I did in His presence. And I knew that there was a way to do it, but I didn't know how to do it, and there was nobody to teach me how to do it. And again, my pastor said, well, you got to come off the mountain and, you know, you got to go back in the valley. But I didn't believe that. In my heart, I knew I had faith that was a way to do it. And I just asked the Lord, how do I do it? And He didn't tell me it couldn't be done. But as I sought Him about it, over the years, I learned many things that contributed to me being able to live out in life just like I do in His presence. But in His presence, you feel like you can do anything. But out in life, when you don't sense His presence, even though He's always there, you don't always feel like you can do all things. In fact, you're tempted to feel like you can't do all things. So in my quest to learn these things, He taught me things about love. He taught me things about faith. He taught me things about the Word. And the Word is a great important part, because when you're willing to love, then you're willing to live. And love is light. Love helps you see things you couldn't normally see. And it helps you receive the Word of God. So instead of the Lord just telling me how to do it, he taught me concepts. And He taught me other concepts that were necessary. Now, what I'm explaining took me a long time to learn. But I asked Him about how to love His people. And He taught me, He helped me to grow in my love walk. And as I grew in my love walk, He taught me things about people. And like I said in the last broadcast, He taught me about people's potential. They were made in God's image. And everybody can do great things if they'll just trust the Lord. And He will usher them into the next glory. We grow from glory to glory, from faith to faith. And the Holy Spirit will help us to go where we're trying to go. And we can change people's lives where we are. You don't have to go overseas to be a missionary. You can do that all the time, wherever you go. You can be kind to people wherever you are. You can treat them with the kindness that God is treating you with. And that attracts the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit will teach you things that you need to know. Now people, they value God based on what they understood. But sometimes the things that they have learned in this life are wrong. And they think God is a certain way, and they act a certain way, thinking God wants them to be the way that they think in their mind. But God is a person. And he does everything that the Word says he does. He thinks just like the Word says that he thinks. And he'll help us use the same information, and we'll get to know him. Now the things of God must be received. It just because God tells us something don't mean we're an expert. That just means that we had a need and he tried to fulfill it. But you have to receive information. You have to embrace it. If you don't embrace it, it won't work in your life. All the truths of God, you must mix faith with it. You must receive it. And you must operate in it. You must trust it in your life. Only then can you learn from him in that area. But as you do those things, you learn more than what you were seeking for. Because some things you're asking for requires you to learn greater things. But anytime you're in his presence and in his love and receiving answers, there are clues to other truths in his voice and in his vision and in his words. If he give you a vision, a visual of what you, he can speak with a vision and you can understand volumes of information. And that's just the way God is. He's generous in all of his ways. And if one thing you're asking him for will enable you to believe something else about him, God is all for that. And if you'll be receptive, he's going to help you. He'll help you see greater things. Now, with all information, the Lord gives you, you have to choose more light. When God gives us more light, we have to choose more light. If you choose it, it works in your life. It's true. Anytime you receive a truth of God, it helps your life get stronger and better. Many times people want to do great things for God. They want to do things that work. They want their lives to prosper. And so does God. Even according to the way you think, God wants you to have all forms of prosperity. Now, the last few broadcasts, we talked about how love is more important than power. Because power comes from love. Some people want power, and they're not considering how it relates to love. Sometimes people pray for power and prosperity and blessings more than they ask God to help them love their brothers and sisters. You know, Solomon, he could have asked for anything. But instead of asking for most things that men would desire, after God told him that he'd give him anything he want, he asked for wisdom so that he could judge his people. And that touched the heart of God. That's the kind of faith, that's the kind of unfeigned love I'm talking about. He saw his responsibility and he asked for wisdom. And it was a blessing. And God gave him not only wisdom, he gave him unmatched wisdom, but long life and peace. So we have to, if we do the same thing that Solomon did in our way, God will do the same thing he did for Solomon. In other words, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. So, seeking first the kingdom of God. The word of God will define the kingdom of God. And you'll appreciate it. If you do it that way, you're going to enjoy the blessings of God in a multiplied way. Let's do it again. Let's look at it this way. You ask the Lord for a car. And you focus, you really want that car. That car really make you happy. And every day you're looking for ways He can bless you with that car. You're looking at the pictures of that car. You're thinking it. You're considering driving that car. You dream about it. It's so deep in your heart that you can't get it off your mind. And you really want that car. And the Lord bless you with the car. And you're happy because you got the car. And that's good. God's happy, you're happy, and everybody's happy because you got that car. And you'll enjoy the car. To a certain point. But eventually the car won't mean as much. And it won't solve all the problems in your life. And you'll be driving the car. And you'll get used to the car. Even though you still appreciate it. And you'll learn that God keeps His word. And you'll trust Him some more. And you'll grow. But let's say you did it this way. You were seeking first the kingdom of God. And His righteousness. And your attention was on the things of God more so. And you would even have a greater assurance that you have the car because you're in love and in faith with the word of God. And then the Lord is going to, He's going to guide you and He's going to bless you. But you're steadily looking at His word. You're looking to Him. You want to do the things that please God. You want to do the, you're learning more about life and you're enjoying your life better. And then the day comes, the car is manifested, given to you. And you can drive it, you can wash it, you can wax it, you can look at it, you can park it. It's yours. And you're happy because you got the car. But you appreciate it in a much greater way because your eyes are on the things of God. You've been seeking the Lord and His righteousness. So because you're seeking the Lord and His righteousness, you're going to learn from the Lord. And you're going to grow in righteousness. And the Lord's going to show you the secret things of life. And you're going to want to share it. And you're going to experience a much greater joy. And so when the Lord needs you to go and tell somebody something, not only will you be happy to do it, but you'll be very happy to drive that car to where you need to be. And you'll live in joy seeking the Lord. God is never going to take anything. He's going to always bless you. He's not going to take anything from you. I promise you, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, you will ever increase in joy. Every time you learn something, you'll say hallelujah. You're going to say thank you, Jesus. You're going to love Him. It's wonderful. Sometimes the Lord showed me how the enemy does things and how people think. And He showed me what to say to encourage His people to express His love. And they have all their beliefs and opinions. But when you talk to people and you tell them His word, you can see there's a hunger there for the things of God. Nobody in the world could tell them those things. And the demons charge their mind with all these frustrations. But when the anointing arrives, and see, the word is sown in peace. So when you love people and care about them and you speak the word of God, if there's peace, the word, that's when the word of God is received. That's one of the things that I learned. Even though I learn from the Lord, I don't always tell people things that God tell me until it's a precise time to do it. Because God loves His people, the word of God is sown in peace. If you tell them at the wrong time, and if their heart is hardened through frustrations, they may rebuke it. They may refute it. They may not receive it. And then their heart will be hardened against it because they never received the concept. See, the word of God is sown in peace. When people are aggravated, they're not at their best. They need your love. They need support. They need your prayer. We are priests and kings, so we can pray and believe God for their life. And then we can pray that God will help build them up. See, when Job and his three friends, they spoke to, they just didn't have any inner strength anymore. They went silent because they had no more strength to talk. They tried to convince each other of their points, and they tried to convince Job. Job tried with all his might to convince them. Nobody got anywhere. They ran out of strength, and they stopped talking. And the Lord was ready to talk, but they weren't ready to receive. So Elihu came, and he built them up and rebuked them. And he built them up and helped them see the condition. And once they were built up and they were ready to receive, then God spoke out of a whirlwind. You know, that's how it works. And when Job prayed for his friends, God turned his captivity. So that's how it works. But there's something different. Job was Old Testament. We are New Testament. And what if the enemy is bothering you in any way, form, or fashion, you can overturn your own captivity because the grace of God is sufficient. Now see, Paul wanted God to turn his captivity because the enemy, the messenger of Satan, was aggravating him everywhere he went. And he asked the Lord to do something about it. Went to the Lord three times. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. You're not Job, Paul. You're Paul. You're New Testament. You're washed in the blood. And in the blood, you have the whole kingdom. The whole kingdom of God. This is just a demon aggravating you. You can rebuke it. So rebuke it. My grace is sufficient. It'll never run out. You have authority through grace. And that authority is sufficient to take care of any demon or devil or even Satan when they aggravate you. And you can aggravate them by obeying me. So that's how it works. And people say that the thorn in the flesh was a sickness. Well, God don't give people thorns in the flesh. He don't give people sickness. It was not a sickness. It was a messenger of Satan. A messenger of Satan. That's what the scripture said. And a messenger of Satan is as bad as a sickness, but it's a person aggravating you because they're inspired by the devil. And you don't have to talk to the person. Just tell Satan to stop. They don't even have to be around. You can be across town. You know you're going home, and you know that person's going to be in the neighborhood. But you can tell Satan that he can't use his puppy. And if they're 5 feet away under your breath, you can say, Satan, be quiet. You can't talk. And watch. Just watch. They'll stop talking. Because their inspiration is gone. Their demonic influence is gone. Or arrested. Even if they are possessed with it. If you command it to be quiet, it'll be quiet. And they'll be quiet. And you can pray for them. And if they want change in their life, they'll receive. And if they don't, they won't receive. And they'll stay like they are. But you can always stop Satan. If people are stealing batteries in your neighborhood, you can tell Satan that he can't steal any more batteries. If they're breaking in the car, you always stop the influence of Satan at his level. Don't do it at a man's level. The people that he's using, you can stop them. And if you don't believe me, study the word for yourself and do what the word say do. And you'll find out the grace is truly sufficient for all these things. But as we seek the Lord and receive him and receive his word and obey him, you're going to find that you're going to learn much more than what you thought you learned. Because God always gives more than we expect. He always does. And it's ever increasing. Never gets old. Never gets weary. So every generation that grows in the Lord, they grow from glory to glory. So the next generation, if they operate according to God's word and in obedience, then they're a candidate for a greater anointing, just like we talked about in the last broadcast. So the things of God is true. Enjoyable blessing. It's a blessing. And I thank God for every blessing and all that he's doing. He has so much to say, so much to share, so much love to give, because he's good. He's not stingy. He's not mean. He's not silent. He likes to talk. But in order for some things to be said by him to you, you're going to have to study the word of God. You'll have to be a good student of the word of God. Now let's go back to my request. I was asking the Lord, how do I live everywhere I go? Just like I do in your presence. Now God controls whether I sense his spirit or not. Even, and he's always there. The word says that he'll never leave or forsake you. That means he's always there with you. All the time, in real time. But his presence is not something that I can always sense. And in his presence, when I would worship God, I could sense his presence. But he can cause me to sense his presence and not be aware of his presence. And I'm glad that he did, because we need to receive the word of God. And the word of God, we have to, that's where we have to live from. Not by what we feel. Not by our feelings. And the Lord knew this. Because if I thought that I could just feel his presence at my will, I would have tried to manufacture feeling living in his presence. And that wasn't, by faith we have to go by the word of God. We can't go by how we feel. We can't go by the things, we got to go by the word of God. Sometimes people would think just because they feel God's presence, then they're sanctioned to do something that they're not sanctioned to do. Just like you can, the Lord, you can please God. You can also grieve God. And being in a situation where I didn't know the word like back then, like I learned the word later, there were many things that I would have thought was okay, and it wasn't. And there were many things that were okay that I didn't think were okay. Some things had to be sorted out. And I had to grow and learn to live by the word of God and go by what the words say. That's looking to God and his righteousness. Feeling his presence is a little different from, that's a benefit of looking to God. That's a benefit of looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. But that's not it's not always the same thing. We're glad we're in his presence, but that doesn't mean we've learned anything new. And that doesn't mean our lives will get stronger and stronger. We're just enjoying the presence of God. But in learning the word of God, I learned that the presence of God is good. And you can sense his presence more so. And you can feel strong wherever you go. And as I learned to grow in the word of God and understand things, you know, I understood things in a greater way. I asked the Lord, what was his definition of understanding? And understanding is knowing things in their right relationship. And I learned things. I learned to go by the word, and I learned how things operate in their right, in this proper relationship. And it's better. God, I'm glad that God didn't just help me let me feel his presence everywhere I went at my will. He controlled whether I felt his presence or not. But I was inspired to grow and to learn. And I found out you can be at peace wherever you go. You can be strong. You can stand in the word. You don't have to be moved by what you see. You don't have to be moved by what you feel, how you think, how other people think, how they feel. You can be strong in the Lord wherever you are. And that's a wonderful feeling. You can be confident and not be proud. You can enjoy the grace of God and not be disturbed. That's up to you. I thank God for it. And the Lord is mightily moving. And you're going to understand much more as you take him at his word, trusting him. He's going to include much more understanding in your life. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He's going to continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you truly. And Jesus is our Lord.